KGRGFM, KGRGFM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Seminole Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and we're pretty much living in the future now. So what I mean by that is last night, well, the last couple of nights for dinner, I haven't had to wait in line for food, and it's been pretty great, even like a fast food place. For those of you who live outside of Tacoma or decide not to go there because it's a very interesting place, there's a Chick-fil-A by the mall, and no matter what time of day you go, it's just jam-packed. Lines out the parking lot, it's crazy. But recently found out, you know what? You can just use their app and order online and then go pick it up. Uber Eats. You can now order your food at any restaurant, pretty much. You can have somebody else pick it up for you, and you just have to sit there. You don't even need a tip or pay. Well, you have to pay on the app, but whatever. So that brings up the question of the day. Is there anything worth standing in line for? What's your thing that you'd be willing to stand in line for no matter what? We'll be talking about your responses at 8:20. We also have your word of the week. Wow, let's see if I can speak this morning. Of course, we got your geeky news at 6:20. We got tickets all morning long. And we have the situation at 7:20. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRGFM. We'll be back with geeky news after 40 Ounce on Repeat by Fiddler.
Geeky news.
KGRG 89.9 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. It is indeed time for geeky news. And it seems like the last few weeks, Wednesday has always been the weird one. So let's get it going weird, shall we?
Okay.
Our first really quick geeky news story. Danica, did you hear about the guy who's been eating pictures of Jason Segel's face?
No.
Well, he's still eating them. Okay. Yeah. There was a guy who wrote about, who said that he was going to eat a picture of Jason Segel's face every day until Segel ate a picture of his face. Well, he's still going, and he's on day 19. And he may look a little familiar because this is the guy that they used to announce VanFest last year. I'm not sure if you saw those videos or not, but to announce VanFest, Van found this guy and had him eat a piece of paper that had every band name on it.
Why?
He just eats random stuff, I don't know. But good for him, he's on day 19. Just figured give an update because that guy's weird. Next bit of geeky news, Samuel Jackson answered Google's top search questions about him. Wired did an awesome interview with Samuel Jackson that, oh my gosh, it was great. The actor answers Google's burning questions about his life. The interview is genius, and it takes the most popular questions you would ask of an actor and then makes him answer them. Sometimes you learn a little too much, like that Samuel Jackson is into hentai. But minus that, it's pretty great.
No.
In fact, I even have a little bit of a clip of it.
Where did Samuel Jackson? Where is Samuel L. Jackson from?
Born in Washington, D.C., but grew up in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Where is Samuel Jackson right now?
In a room in downtown L.A. because it's storming outside.
Where is Samuel Jackson in Inglourious Basterds?
Tarantino voiceover heaven.
Where did Samuel Jackson go to high school?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
I love Samuel Jackson.
Me too.
Like, he is my favorite sassy black actor. Speaking, unfortunately, about black actors, though, Bad Boys 3 is losing its director. Bad Boys 3, a.k.a. Bad Boys for Life, had just gone and hit another major stumbling block. The film that Sony delayed for a year has now lost director Joe Carnahan. Carnahan, who is set to direct the U.S. remake of The Raid, is also linked in with the X-Force movie and has been attached to the Bad Boys sequel for years. And he's even penned the screenplay to it as well. In fact, he couldn't direct the Uncharted movie due to his commitments to the Bad Boys project. Now, though, his departure from Bad Boys for Life has been revealed, although it's unclear whether it's scheduling problems or creative differences, both are cited in its report. The hunt for a new director begins. That's kind of a bummer. Like, it's that one and what was the other one? Hellboy. Hellboy for a while was like, oh yeah, we're going to do the thing, we're going to do the thing, we're going to do the thing. Oh yeah, we're not going to do the thing.
Didn't do the thing.
So I hope Bad Boys becomes a thing because those are really fun movies. Like, we haven't had a good buddy cop movie in a while. There's one coming to theaters soon, but, like, I don't even remember what the name is for it. And those are always fun. Next bit of geeky news I have. Jason Isaacs has been announced as the Star Trek Discovery captain.
Lucius Malfoy.
Yeah. We don't have a release date for Star Trek Discovery yet, but we did get word of another cast member. And, yeah, he is a Death Eater. It was announced last Tuesday that Jason Isaacs has been cast as Captain Lorca, who is the Discovery's highest-ranking officer. Isaacs tweeted out an almost official confirmation earlier, but it deleted it. Oh. He has since reposted the tweet since the news broke, which features a picture of the captain's chair in a statement, quote, "Hopefully it's comfy." Brian Fuller, who was previous showrunner, said that the show would star the lieutenant commander of a Starfleet ship, not a captain, which was traditional for the franchise. Yeah, and that's another thing. We haven't had a Star Trek show in a while. I think the last one was, what, Deep Space Nine?
I don't know.
That I didn't even watch.
I've never watched the series, but I've seen the last couple movies.
The movies were okay. I wasn't the biggest fan of how J.J. Abrams treated the whole, it's not Khan, gotcha, Shaka Khan.
Oh my god, I need you to stop.
But, yeah, I didn't even watch the last movie. I'm honestly not the biggest Star Trek fan, but I'll watch it just because you know it's a thing. And that was your geeky news for this hour on 89.9 KGRGFM. We'll be back with the regular news after she got arrested by the Interrupters. Don't forget, we got your question of the day this morning. What's the one thing worth waiting in line for? Like, you got that one thing that's worth waiting in line for, Danica?
Got a couple.
Okay. We'll find out at 8:20. Taking your calls, 253-833-5004, as well as your tweets and your Facebook posts, and we'll even take a couple of Instagram comments. That's at TheBuzzKGRG.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by the Grand Cinema in Tacoma and the Weird Elephant Series. And this Saturday at 11 p.m., they're showing Hot Fuzz. If you want to win tickets, call 253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004. Yeah, Thursday night, I actually went to that last week. Well, it was last Saturday's, and it was a ton of fun.
I know, I was going to go, and then I was like, I feel terrible.
They did have, like, beer and wine last time. They even had limited to 33 prints only. It was, like, these really nice posters. I ended up getting one for, like, $15.
Nice.
It was a ton of fun, though, and, like, the costumes were all super sick. The theater was really nice. It was a good time.
I like that theater. It's cool.
Woo! Well, let's go ahead and get to some news, because this first one might be a little bummer for those of you who are like me who like to use their GPS to go anywhere. Like, I can't drive without it.
Oh, no.
A House votes to ban holding phones while driving in Washington State. In Olympia, a bill to make it illegal to hold your phone while driving cleared the House of Representatives Tuesday by a vote of 52-45. An identical bill passed the state Senate on Monday, but not everyone thinks this is such a good idea, including four police officers who are Republican members of the House. Tragedies such as deaths of Jody Bergoglio and friend Liz Rudolph killed in a distracted driving crash on I-5 spurred new legislation that would make it a driving infraction reportable to your insurance company. HB 1371 would have you put down your phone and use a special holder instead. You can touch the screen but not hold the phone, and currently people are guilty of the infraction if they hold the phone to their ear while driving or are caught text messaging. Under the new bill, drivers would be banned from holding any handheld device while driving, including phones, tablets, or other electronic devices, even while stopped in traffic. It would also double the fine, which is currently $136, if caught texting or holding a phone near the ear while driving for a second and subsequent offenses within 5 years. So that's boosting it up to, what does that make it, $272 if you're just caught holding your phone?
That's why you get one of those, like, things that you can clip onto your dash or your windshield that, like, holds your phone so that it's not in your hand. You can just glance up and be like, oh, yeah, I gotta turn left soon or something.
Yeah, man, but I don't need that, like, on my windshield, though.
You could get ones that, like, clip onto, like, you know, like, the little car freshener things that clip into your vent?
Yeah.
There's ones that can hold your phone, too.
Like, that that almost make things worse for me, though, because if I have to, like, look at my phone and, like, pick it up out of my pocket, I'm a little too paranoid to take it out of my pocket, but if I have to put it in that holder, man, I'm just going to be playing, like, I downloaded a new game, Two Dots, so I'd just be playing that at, like, intersections, or, like, watching Netflix.
Okay, well, then you just need to stop, because I think you're the only one that has that problem.
Next news story, this one's a little weird. Teen allegedly decapitated his mother and then walked outside with her head.
Okay.
Yeah, in North Carolina, a teen accused of decapitating his mother on Monday has been charged with murder. Officials say that Funes Machada, age 18, called 911 on Monday afternoon and remained on the phone until the police arrived. Once officers arrived on the scene, Machada walked out of the home holding a large butcher's knife in one hand and his mother's head in the other. Sheriff Kent Winstead with the Franklin County Sheriff's Department said, quote, when they arrived, he was with the decapitation in his hand, and it was a gruesome scene, he told WARL. Machado placed the head on the ground, and officers took him into custody, according to WTVD. Detectives found the body of his mother, 35-year-old Yacina Funes Beatrice Machado, in the home. Two young girls were also inside the home at the time. He's being charged with first-degree murder and is being held without bond. Now, the crazy thing about this one is he murdered his mom because he said that he's a werewolf and he thought that she was a vampire.
Okay.
No joke.
I can't anymore.
And just butcher knife, boom, off goes the head.
Why?
I don't, because she's a vampire and he's a werewolf, man, and it'd never work. I don't know. I don't even know how that works. Like, but vampires can't have werewolf babies. It's, come on. Get with it, kid.
I don't wanna.
Last news story we have for you this morning. An Arkansas college student juggles to prove his sobriety to police.
Oh, this should be good.
A college student in Arkansas used his juggling skills to prove his sobriety after being pulled over by campus police officer. Blake Puckett, a junior at University of Central Arkansas, was driving slowly after he left campus one night when an officer pulled him over. Puckett said he was driving slowly because his car had a broken taillight and the officers determined he was sober, but the license plate read, quote-unquote, juggler, was the feature of the rear of this car that drew the officer's attention. Puckett said that, quote, I'm a magician, but I also juggle. And the officer asked what was in his pocket. He then used the opportunity to simultaneously show off his juggling skills to prove that he wasn't driving under the influence. McKay also noted that the fun of the experience is that this is the first time he had experienced something like that at a traffic stop. I mean, yeah, if you're going to have to prove you're sober, like, why not juggle, right? Although you'd think that it's, like, a fun party trick, and you'd get used to, like, drinking and juggling.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be one of those things where
you want to drink and juggle. That sounds fun.
That sounds like one of those things you'd have to learn to do no matter what, because, you know, those guys who end up doing kids' birthday parties, they get free drinks. You know.
You'd have to.
But, yeah, the weirdest thing I've ever seen is when I was working my old retail job, there was a guy who came in to the counter, you know, he had the shirt that says, I deal magic. Like, does this guy deal drugs, or is he an actual magician?
It was drugs.
No, he was an actual magician. Just as cool, though, like, he actually just whipped out a deck of cards that he just carries on him, because that's the thing that people do, and just, hey, watch this card trick. Boom, that's your card. I didn't even pick a card yet, but cool. But yeah, it's always super impressive when people can do card tricks. I don't know what it is, but if you know how to do card tricks, please send me videos. I love them. My favorite is David Blaine. He did all those TV specials, and I was kind of intoxicated at 2 in the morning watching him on cable.
Of course.
He did this one where he flashed a deck of cards. He's like, all right, so pick out a card as it flashes by and memorize it. And, you know, this is pre-recorded years ago, whatever. Flashes the deck. It's like, all right, I'm going to do it again. Flashes it again. It's like, all right, do you remember your card? Me being drunk off my ass? Yeah, sure. He pulls out the card out of the deck and I lost my mind. Ugh. It was, like, and this was a televised thing, so there's no way he could have known. He could have lied, but yeah, he got it. But if you want to blow your own mind, call in right now, 253-833-5004. Get those free Hot Fuzz tickets. Those are going to be at the Grand Cinema. That was a ton of fun. I actually hung out with a bunch of people. The costume contest was dope. They gave away a ton of prizes, and they even had some vendors and stuff there. So check it out if you want free tickets. That's 253-833-5004. We'll be back with Hash It Out after Stay Happy There by Law Dispute.
It's time to see what weird and crazy things are trending out there in the Twitterverse. This is Hash It Out, right here on The Buzz.
89.9 KGRG-FM. You're listening to The Buzz. I'm super happy that the, you know, construction dudes are up here doing work so early. Aren't you, Danica?
So happy.
Right? Super happy. Yeah. But it's time for some Hash It Out, where we take those hashtags trending on Twitter and we talk about them. Luckily, one of them isn't hashtag annoying construction dudes, because boy, do we have stories.
For sure.
If you want to play along, our hashtags for this morning are hashtag I woke up and decided, because you know it's early. We have hashtag hipster Yankee candles and hashtag excuses for introverts. And I'm going to start using a lot of those if they're good enough, so we'll see. First one, hashtag I woke up and decided. I woke up and decided maybe my new Bon Jovi tattoo wasn't such a great idea.
It's not. It's really not.
I can't think of a band that I'd get a tattoo of, to be completely honest. I think the closest would be either like one of the characters from Gorillaz or the Walking Dead skull.
Do you know that Gorillaz are releasing a new album soon?
Yeah, man.
I'm pumped.
Like, they also have their own festival they're headlining. Only, you know, you have to head over to the UK and do all that stuff.
I am triggered right now because I woke up and decided I'm going to get a fun new tattoo and, like, it's the person's nose, but, like, a Ninja Turtle has been tattooed, like, on it.
No, thank you.
Like, look at it. Just scroll to that one. It's, like, I'm upset.
We also have hashtag I woke up and decided to let my mates at the office know how much I appreciate them.
Aw.
And it's just a bunch of pictures of pranks. What's your favorite office prank? Even if it's like one of the ones from The Office.
Okay. I loved when Jim wrapped all of Dwight's stuff in Christmas paper.
And just like let Dwight sit on it and it all fell apart?
Yeah. I like died.
One of my favorites was, remember that old MTV show where like they just show a bunch of like old high school pranks?
No.
Yeah, there was one where these high school kids, like, all of them involved these kids breaking into school after, like, after hours. One of them is they took a bunch of, like, red Solo cups, filled them with water, and covered the entire school with them. It was just
commitment.
A little weird, but yeah.
Commitment.
For my senior year prank or whatever, like, or no, it was the year before me. They decided it would be a good prank to just all sort of park crooked in the parking lot so that nobody else could park. I didn't get it.
That's annoying.
Yeah, it was just rude. Oh, boy. We also have hashtag, I woke up and decided I was not wearing the same heels as yesterday. I have never had that problem. Never.
Oh. I woke up and decided to go back to sleep.
Yup. Then our last one for this one. Hashtag, I woke up and decided that yesterday is done and over with. No need to stress about it anymore. Sometimes it's hard to do, though. Especially when you, like, have to wake up and that problem's still there. Our next one, hashtag, hipster Yankee candle scent. So,
this one's not coming up for me.
Candles are expensive, man. Like, I went candle shopping with Thursday. Not cheap. For example, we have hashtag, hipster Yankee candle. Rosebeard. It's just sort of dude with, like, some roses woven into his beard. So, beards don't smell nice, but roses would.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if you get soup or something in there, and you forget about it, yeah, then it's not smelling good.
Oh, no. Maple man bun.
Hot. hashtag hipster Yankee candle scents thrift store. Some of those are actually pretty interesting smelling. Some of them are, like, bad interesting smelling.
Yeah. Angst and soy.
Oh.
Or rusty banjo strings.
We have hashtag hipster inky candle scents. 50 Shades of Nay.
I think this is the best one so far. Teen Spirit.
I don't know about hashtag hipster inky candle scents. Before it was Cool Breeze.
No.
No?
Vanilla, but not completely vanilla. What does that even mean?
I don't know, man. Like, I found out my root beer I've been drinking has aged vanilla in it, and I'm just like, okay. Last one we have for this morning, hashtag excuses for introverts. Let's see here. We have hashtag excuses for introverts. I hate bars and I hate your friends.
Oh.
I mean, I had an ex who was like that. It's just like, hey, yeah, going out to the bar sounds fun, just not with those people.
Hashtag excuses for introverts. I'd love to go out, but I promised my blanket I would stay home.
We have hashtag excuses for introverts. My Roomba ran out of power and is blocking my house's exit.
I'd use that one.
Right? Let's see here. We have hashtag excuses for introverts. I just can't. Fall not.
You don't need to explain yourself.
Hashtag excuses for introverts. I'd have gone to your party, but there were people there.
This one's adorable. How many times do I have to tell you Tuesday night is teddy bear bath night? It's a picture of teddy bears in sudsy water.
Aww.
It's super cute.
We'll do this as our last one. One that honestly I can relate to. Excuses for introverts. Sorry, I can't because I changed the locks on my door and now I'm trapped. Two, I'm emotionally frail right now. Or three, the one I can identify with the most. My pet has anxiety. Like, I feel really bad whenever I have to leave Emmett at home, just because he always gives, like, the craziest sad dog look ever.
Are you leaving Emmett at home when you and Kat go on your trip?
Yes.
Why would you do that to that poor, precious baby, you monsters?
Because I don't think they'd let him on the train.
I will take it.
If you want a dog sit. But that was hashtag out for this morning. We had hashtag I woke up and decided, hashtag hipster Yankee candle sends, and hashtag excuses for introverts on 89.9 KGRG. Don't forget, we're still taking your responses for our question of the day. Our question of the day is, what are you still willing to wait in line for? We're taking those responses on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram at TheBuzzKGRG, as well as your phone calls at 253-833-5004. We're at your word of the week. Coming up next after MXPX, you're listening to The Buzz. You're listening to The Buzz on KGRG 89.9 FM. Without further ado, I bring you the word of the week.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
KGRG FM, KGRG FM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP 70 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and it is indeed time for your Word of the Week. And this week's Word of the Week is Reality Challenged. Reality Challenged is being in a state in which one is utterly and completely unable to distinguish fact from fiction, and is thus obviously and undeniably full of poo.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The closest I can think is ex-step sibling, because they're no longer, like, parents are no longer married.
I got you.
She was, both of them, to be honest, were infamous for just sort of molding stories to fit what they needed to, and just sort of making up stuff to stir the poo, as they say, or stir the S.
Jeez.
For example, one of them, the youngest, decided to make a bunch of prank phone calls. Except they were really mean ones, like she was calling saying she was from doctor's offices to neighbors down the street, and then when confronted about it, completely denied everything.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she was a little bit. She was. I don't get that sometimes. I understand, like, straight up lying to get out of trouble, but
calling her neighbor and saying, like, you got cancer or something is, like, a lot.
Well, it was more, like, STD related, but yeah.
Oh.
It was a little weird. But there are those people who it always seems like they never quite know what's going on, or they're never really actually there.
Yeah. My brother, when I was little, I remember, having, a toy that, or, a movie or something that I always specifically got for Christmas or something. And he was like, no, that's mine. And he would make up some, elaborate story on how he knew it was his. And I was like, you're a psycho.
Well, the other way people are reality challenged is, they always think people are out to get them. That's another thing I'm just
super
like...
Super paranoid, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just sort of like, dude, nobody cares. In the grand scheme of things, most people don't have the time to waste on, whatever you think you're paranoid about, buddy.
Yeah, man, people got their own problems.
This was a couple years back. There was this guy who was just like... Or it was in high school. He's just sort of like... Man, I thought you hated me this entire time, blah, 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 blah. It's like, dude, I don't even remember your name. You're just sort of that dude in my English class. I'm sorry.
Kind of hate you now, but...
Yeah, you're just sort of annoying, buddy.
Sorry.
But yeah, the world doesn't really revolve around you. And unless, you're integral in whatever the hell I'm trying to do, whether it be work or schoolwork or whatever, man, I honestly don't care. But that was your word of the week on 89.9 KGRG-FM, reality challenged. It's a being in a state in which one is utterly and completely unable to distinguish fact from fiction, and thus is obviously and undeniably full of poo, whether it's creating up stories to stir the poo, or it's people who just sort of, they think everything's about them and they're paranoid. Call us at 253-833-5004, and while you're at it, go and give us an answer to our question of the day. What are you still willing to wait in line for? We'll talk about that at 8:20. In the meantime, we got The Situation up next after Things Change by Less Than Jake. You're listening to The Buzz. KGRG 89.9 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and it is time for The Situation, where I have a series of situations. And every choice has a consequence, right?
Okay, let's go.
These ones just tend to be a little weird.
So weird.
We did have a request at 253-833-5004. Christian called in. We have a song called Voices. We'll see if it's the right one. You can call us back and let us know. If not, hey, you heard a new song, I think.
You're
hopefully.
Welcome.
Hey. But the first situation we have is you will own the largest, most profitable company in the world, but you'll only get paid as much as a normal convenience store cashier.
Oh. Then what's the point?
I mean... If you're doing something you like, though, right? That old adage of if you work doing something you love, you never work a day in your life or whatever, right? Mm. Although you do need money to eat.
Yeah, eating's real nice.
But yeah, I've been getting Kat into Shark Tank. Really fun show to watch while you're inebriated.
Love Shark Tank.
Oh my gosh, it's great. But yeah, most of these guys, they earn quite a bit of money, or some of them do, but because most of the money ends up going back into the business, they actually don't make that much. So, I could see doing that. I could see owning my own company, but not actually making any money. I think they said you don't actually make money for, the first 3 years of your business or something like that.
Yeah, you'd have to have a lot of savings.
So, yeah. 49% of the internet agreed and said they'd be willing to take a pay cut just to own the world's most profitable company, while 51% said no thank you. And I guess, you know what, while you're working, you could make it really profitable and then just sell it, right?
That's true, yeah.
Next one we have, you can sing any song you want, but you have stage fright.
Oh...
We're going to say you can sing any song you want really, really well. So, you're karaoke queen, man. You get up on stage and you just kill it. But you have to get over that stage fright somehow.
I'm going to say yes, because you can get over stage fright.
I mean, yeah, you get that liquid courage and yet away you go.
Yeah.
I mean, the first and last time I've done karaoke was when I sang Pink Floyd's Money.
Oh, no.
You forget how long that guitar breakdown is in the middle, or that guitar solo?
Did you just air guitar? Please tell me you did.
I sat up there and I drank. And I drank, and I drank until the guitar stopped.
Now that's just sad.
Well, like, what else are you supposed to do? The middle of that song takes forever, and then, like, there's a saxophone solo, too?
You should have air guitared and air saxophoned and, like, interpretive danced.
And, like, most of the people there were together in some sort of party. Well, I was, like, there with a couple of friends.
Okay.
So I'm just like, this is sad.
Yeah.
I need a karaoke buddy. I need a better karaoke experience.
Yeah, your friends that you went with were not the experience that you deserved, sir.
They were also not into karaoke, so I'm just sort of like, oh, I'm gonna do this by myself, and this is even worse.
Oh.
66% of the internet said they would love to sing any song they want, despite having stage fright. I guess you can get up on stage and turn your back to the crowd, right?
Yeah.
That's a thing you could do.
It's all in good fun.
We'll call this the last one here. Nothing bad will ever happen to you, but nothing good will either. I don't know what that means.
You're just gonna have an okay life, basically.
Okay, so, like, you don't stub your toe in the furniture, but your furniture is not all that great.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Those ups and downs sometimes, that's what makes it worth it.
It's just boring. Like, what are you even doing with your life? You won't have anything to, like, you don't have any good stories to tell.
The only reason I would take this is traffic. Bad traffic is the absolute worst, so if I don't get bad traffic, but traffic isn't terribly great either, like, I will take average traffic. That'd be worth taking. Traffic is, like, my huge pet peeve.
I think that's for everybody.
That are, like, if you could avoid being in a car crash or, like, some sort of major catastrophe, that'd be okay, too. And like, small
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but then, like, what if you're in a car crash and then, like, the paramedic turns out to be, like, the future, like, love of your life or something, and you, like, end up getting married and, like, having this crazy, awesome whatever come from that terrible thing.
I would be... I don't think I'd ever want to meet anybody in an ambulance, man, because, like, they're seeing you at your worst. And half the time,
that's how you know,
like,
it's real.
Beat up and naked.
I wasn't naked when I was in an ambulance. I was beat up, though.
I don't think I need that, man.
I was beat up by the brownies.
Oh. I'd feel super, super depressed. 34% of the internet said they wouldn't mind nothing bad or nothing good ever happening, while 66% likes the ups and downs. That's the situation on 89.9 KGRGFM. We got your news coming up next, but you still have time to participate in our question of the day. Call 253-833-5004. Hit us up on Twitter or Facebook at TheBuzzKGRG. This morning's question of the day. Because basically everything is just at your fingertips. Like, you can download anything you want or, like, use an app to get whatever you want. What's something you're still willing to wait in line for no matter what? Hit us up, 253-833-5004. You're listening to The Buzz, 89.9 KGRG FM.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by the Grand Cinema in Tacoma and the Weird Elephant Series. If you want to win tickets to see Hot Fuzz, that's the Cornetto Trilogy written by Edgar Wright. Call 253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004. Again, I went last Saturday and it was amazing. Like, there was this whole, like, little party thing beforehand. They had t-shirts, they had posters. It's a fun time. So that's 253-833-5004.
Woo!
First news story. I'm not sure if you're into Starburst. Are you into Starburst?
Yeah.
Are you into pink Starburst?
I already saw this. I'm excited.
Well, you can get out. Because no. I'm going to buy all of them and set them on fire.
Why? Because it's strawberry flavored?
Because it's strawberry flavored.
Or you can buy all of them and just give them to me.
A limited edition all pink Starburst packs are coming soon.
Yes.
Pink Starburst lovers, your time is here. The company has heard your pleas and will be releasing a limited edition all pink pack of the candy. The news broke on Mashable with Matt Monte, senior director of confections at Wrigley, telling the site the idea came from a Starburst fan on social media site. By Tuesday afternoon, Starburst has confirmed the news on all accounts. Social media, we're seeing people talk about Pink Starburst more than any other flavor. There's even a meme about treated like a Pink Starburst. The Pink conversation and fanfare has continued to grow, so we decided to act. Starburst told ABC 6 Fox 28 that the all-pink packs will be available in April for a limited time. Single stick packs will be 99 cents, and the bags will be $3.19.
Like, man.
That's the one thing I hate about Starburst. And now Skittles. Skittles, they changed their red Skittle from being cherry-flavored to strawberry-flavored.
I don't like cherry, so I'm good with that.
Like, I miss the cherry-flavored one, and I hate buying candy and having the strawberry one in there, like, having a flavor in general that I don't like. Because, like, you end up trying to pick it out, and you end up with a bag just full of just gross stuff, and you don't want to eat that.
It's really good, though. I do want it.
I guess I'm just too picky with my candy. I don't know.
Yeah, stick to chocolate, man.
That's why I enjoy having Thursday with me, because I'm just like, yo, here, have this, but please don't kiss me.
You won't even kiss her after she eats a strawberry? Dude.
Dude. Not the biggest fan.
You've got to get over this.
Do I, though?
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan. We went for a free pancake day yesterday at IHOP.
Andrew and I were going to go, and Andrew was like, I don't know.
Dude, so, free pancakes, though. And, like, she got
it was, like, 7:30 when we were on our way home.
Free pancakes, though.
So it's all Andrew's fault. Andrew, you owe me pancakes.
But, like, Thursday was drinking a strawberry iced tea, and I was like, yo, keep that to yourself. If you eat that strawberry, I'm going to vomit.
You are such a little baby.
Not a fan of the all-strawberry stuff, so you can keep your all-strawberry Starburst.
Strawberries are delicious, and I will take all the pink Starbursts.
Now, if they're going to do a yellow one, like, lemon's great, or, like, orange is the best, but nah. Keep your strawberry. Next news story we have, a dancer steals the show at Portland City Council meetings. A dance performed by an artist put on quite the show during the Portland City Council meeting last Monday night. Sarah Julie was recognized as part of the arts in the chamber at the meeting. She performed an excerpt from a dance theater performance called Shadow Artist. During the performance, Julie danced throughout the chamber and even crawled on top of a man sitting in the front row. Mayor Ethan Strimling remarked that he thought the performance was great. And yeah, it's just this, there's a video that we'll have to post up. It's just this lady, you know, sitting in front of the typical desks, just dancing around in a circle. I don't get why that's a thing. Like, why do they need performances in the chamber?
I don't know.
Have you been to those meetings? Like, have you ever been to, like, a city council meeting or anything like that?
Nope.
They're weird enough as it is on their own. You don't need any of this extra, like, dancing around. You have enough.
Hey, why are they
like,
weird?
You have those other people who don't have anything else to do. Like, I had to go one time as a part of my U.S. government class. Part of the thing was we had to go, one of the requirements is we had to go to a city council meeting, so I went to one of the Puyallup ones. And depending on the night and, like, what's going on, you have those crazy people just, like, yelling at each other. You have those old people who literally have nothing else to do. Like, these are the same old people who will go to the court building in Tacoma and just sit in on different court cases for fun. Because that's
dude,
also
I would
a thing.
Do that. Do you want to do that? Let's do it.
Dude, we'll do, like, live reports from the courthouse. Be great. Yeah, they're weird enough as it is. I don't need people, like, dancing during mine. And then we'll have our last news story for this hour. There's a pricey parking spot in Brooklyn going for $300,000.
Okay.
A parking space at a garage in Park Slope, Brooklyn, is on the market for $300,000. NBC New York says the last one there sold for $280,000.
But why?
That's over $250,000. Neighborhood resident Julie Haller said the sky-high parking cost more than her parents paid for their house. Julia Kite of the advocacy group Transportation Alternatives says it's also around the current price of a condo in another part of Brooklyn. But it's a new normal since developers tore down a 300-space garage to build new homes. Karen Brentner said she paid more than $100,000 for her spot a few years ago, and she says there's just no other parking available. I actually lived at an apartment complex where parking was this huge issue, and I couldn't figure out why, because there were paid parking spots, which, like, for an extra, it was like $25 or whatever a month, they'd add it onto your rent. But they were like covered parking spots, and that was your designated one. If anybody parked in it, you can have them towed, all that cool stuff, right?
Yeah.
But nobody really wanted to pay for them, so parking was at a weird premium, especially like right in front of my apartment.
Honestly, if I lived in New York, like, I don't think that I would have a car.
Like, this was, like, in downtown Puyallup, man.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, New York, I agree. Or, like, Brooklyn? Yeah, you can take public transportation anywhere. Even, like, in Seattle, I'd go as far as to say maybe owning a car wouldn't be the best idea. Yeah. Like, depending on where you work, you can almost
like a Vespa.
Like, yeah, well, you can almost just, like, Uber or whatever, right?
Yeah, you can Uber.
Just get someplace and get a job in town.
Yeah.
But that was your news for this hour on 89.9 KGRGFM. We still have those free Shaun of the Dead movie... No, Hot Fuzz movie tickets. Shaun of the Dead was last weekend. It's a fun time if you want to go. Experience it for yourself. Call 253-833-5004. Same number you can call to participate in our question of the day. What's the one thing, no matter what, you're still willing to wait in line for? We'll take your responses at 820. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRGFM.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
Time Bomb by Rancid on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. It is indeed time for a six-pack. It's the top six list of things that are awesome, occasionally not so awesome. And Adeika, what you got for us this morning?
Sorry, I was dying for a second. Weird Etsy of the Month clubs.
Yes!
I find them on Etsy. A lot of them I don't even know why these are a thing, but they are.
Honestly, it took me a while to, like, trust the internet enough to order anything online, so I'm gonna see if I'm willing to pick any of these up. Let's see if we can't sell me on a couple of these, yeah?
So, number six, Urchin of the Month Club.
Are you itching for some urchin?
I need you to stop. So, no, you don't get a lovable but filthy cockney scamp with them once a month. Please, may I have some more? No. But...
I don't know why that was so funny.
I don't know either, but... kind of lost it there. But if you take a look on Etsy, you can sign up for the Urchin of the Month Club. And the folks at Urchin House will send you one decorative empty sea urchin shell every month for up to a year. And they're actually pretty cute. They're colorful, and they range from half an inch to 3 inches, and they look like a cross between a beach ball or those little decorative cacti. According to the description, Urchin House receives new urchins constantly, and joining the club is the best way to guarantee you're on the cutting edge. So if you want to decorate your home with a nautical theme that's not really recognizable as nautical, this is the club for you.
And they're empty, like my soul.
Like, they're actually... I could, like, see Thursday actually doing this. Not gonna lie.
Yeah?
Because, like, they're kind of cute, and... I could just see her doing it.
Now, would you be able to, like, stick a light or something in them and use them as, like, lamps or decorative lighting?
No.
That sounds like fun.
Maybe, like, a centerpiece or, like, a table or something, or, like, up on a shelf, just make it all...
It does seem like a very Thursday thing to do. Like, I sent her to Home Depot for her to grab some stuff, and she came back with the stuff, plus, like, some plants and some tools, and it's like, dude, you had one job.
I want to go shopping with Thursday.
So what you got for number five?
Game of Thrones sock of the month. An Etsy.
Like, do you only get one sock at a time?
An Etsy always repays his debts. I'm so sorry. Are you firing me?
Yes!
So, this club does not appear to be a Game of Thrones themed, which that's confusing already. It also does not appear to involve socks, which is, I'm kind of. I'm
Wait, what is this?
It says Game of Thrones sock of the month. I don't.
But it's not Game of Thrones. It's not about socks.
So
far, so good.
What does it involve? I guess it's three skeins of yarn hand dyed in an exclusive color arriving at your door during the month that Game of Thrones airs. Okay. During the month that Game of Thrones airs. So, like, when Game of Thrones starts, you're going to get some yarn.
All, like, 2 months?
I guess. So you can knit your own socks while you watch Game of Thrones. Presumably, if you really want the yarn and don't have HBO, though, you could probably get away with it. As Game of Thrones is currently on the air, you sadly can't join this club anymore. Oh, no, I don't know, it's not. This is an old one. But...
The people who knit and the people who watch Game of Thrones, I feel like, are kind of two very different groups.
No, because I knit and I also watch Game of Thrones.
Like, there are those cosplayers and who also knit, and I feel like there's a group there, but... I don't know, man. I don't have the attention.
I don't knit cosplay things. I'll just knit a blanket or, like, some mittens.
I don't have the attention span to, like, knit and watch TV. TV is one of the... If it's a show I actually like, that's one of the few things where I'll actually not do anything else. Like, I can't do a thing and also watch TV. It's weird.
Okay.
What do you got for number four?
Number four is Shower Art of the Month Club.
Weird.
On the 15th of every month for a year, you will receive a small rubber thing on a suction cup.
Okay.
That sounded dirty. Inside the small rubber thing are catchy slogans such as butts, 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 or floss, bitch.
Do you floss in the shower?
Maybe it's just reminding you to do it when you get out.
Okay.
Because I know some people brush their teeth in the shower. And, oh, there's another one that I can't say. Those are all bathroom related, but I don't know.
What?
I guess there's one that also says, don't sass the cat.
In the shower?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I guess this club even gives you the option of emailing a picture of your own cat or the cat of your choice to be featured on the don't sass the cat one.
This is shower art?
So you just unsettle your friends by giving them weird suction cups once a month that take unexpected personal care themed fun. Like, to the whole... I don't even know. Like, can you just imagine if someone gave you, like, a weird suction cup thing with, like, a rubber thing on it and it said floss, bitch? Like, what would you
bitch,
do?
Bitch, you better floss!
What would you do? Or, like, don't sass the cat. You're like, I don't even have a cat. What are you doing?
I'd put it in my shower. Like, I'd be like, okay.
Well, it is shower art, so.
Somebody thought of me enough to actually send me a thing. I will proudly place it in my shower. Well, you're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. We're in the middle of our six-pack. We'll be back with part two after Chunk No Captain Chunk.
And now, back to the six-pack.
KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, 70 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. We're in the middle of our six pack, our top six list of things that are awesome, occasionally not so awesome. This morning is definitely interesting for those of you who like to do their online shopping.
Yeah.
Danica, what is our six pack this morning?
So, weird Etsy of the Month clubs. Like, just weird, like, once a month things, but you just find them on Etsy.
What is Etsy? Like, is it like an Amazon, or...?
It's, like, really, like, hipstery kind of Amazon.
Okay.
Like, you can find, like, a lot of, like, homemade things on there. I don't know.
Not sure if I'd trust that. Like, Amazon, assuming, like, depending on what you're buying, you can at least, like, buy brand name stuff? I'm not sure how much I'd trust, like, homemade stuff.
So you can get Urchin of the Month Club, which is actually kind of cute. Game of Thrones Sock of the Month, which actually doesn't involve Game of Thrones or actual socks.
Master gave Dobby a sock!
And also, Shower Art of the Month. So you can remember to floss, bitch. But let's get into number three. Sushi Club. Fresh from the mailbox.
Oh, good.
Sushi is something you really ought to eat fresh. So even with the fastest of shipping, that's a long time for you, your delicate raw fish, to be sitting on ice in a box. So sushi sounds like a very weird thing to get by mail. If this is your train of thought upon seeing the title, then you are in serious luck because Sushi Club involves no sushi whatsoever.
So, like, the sock one doesn't involve socks and the Sushi Club doesn't involve sushi. What the hell's going on, Etsy?
It is, in fact, a surprise Fiber of the Month Club in which 2 ounces of mystery wool appear in your mailbox every 4 weeks. The connection comes from the phrase, make it raw, because it's raw wool that you have to spin yourself just like sushi. The picture of wool on the site is even superimposed with a very large picture of sushi, which has probably never once led to confusion.
I don't ever want to hear another company use the phrase make it raw ever again.
But why, Cork?
The internet knows why.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh. Like, not gonna lie, I have fallen victim to the, not exactly gas station sushi, but like supermarket sushi.
God.
I've been known to like get a hankering for sushi that only supermarket sushi can satisfy.
No.
Long before my like trapper's days, that's how I do it. Like imitation crab that you know has been sitting in there for a couple of days, it expires that day. It's good times.
I want to vomit just listening to this.
And it's a lot better than freaking wool.
No, I'd rather have the wool.
What do you got for number two?
Number two is beer soap of the month.
I mean, I like shower beers.
You want to smell like a bar?
Sometimes I do.
So if when you really want soap made out of home-brewed beer, but you don't want it all, want all of it at once. Wait, sorry, that's confusing. It looks just like regular soap, but I guess it's made with beer. The seller, whose tagline is "Intoxicate your skin," makes handmade soap out of homemade and local beer. So I guess he like home makes like beer, and he's like, "I'm gonna put this in some soap."
Well, like beer, while it's brewing, actually smells really good. If you've ever like done your own beer, while it's like fermenting, it actually smells like you're baking bread, and it's delicious.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Smelling like a really, really delicious bread sounds great.
It's a real testament to the handmade kind of attitude that Etsy has this month club.
I've actually made my own soap before, too.
Have you?
Yeah. Like, I went to, was it Michael's or Joann's or whatever, and, like, you can buy the stuff for it, and you get, like, little fancy molds, and you can scent it with whatever. It's actually pretty easy. So maybe we'll start, like, our own
soap.
Can
we do that?
Yeah, we'll...
I want to do it.
Well, have you ever like melted down crayons to make art?
I like melting anything.
Yeah, so like it's like melting down crayons, only it's soap. So it's pretty easy. It's kind of fun. We'll make like Buzz brand soap.
I don't know if you'd smell like fresh baked bread though. I think you would just literally smell like a bar.
I mean, it's still down. Good beer is good beer, man. So what's number one?
Okay. Tic Tac of the Month. Smell fresh 12 times a year. Okay, this one's the most ridiculous one. So finally, a club that really seems to appreciate the beauty of the system. Designed not so much for you as your friends and enemies. This club signs someone up to receive a single Tic Tac in once a month. And it's a large box. Like... you could probably fit, like, 100, like, actual packs of Tic Tacs in there.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to, like, lose it in the mail. Like, if it was a Tic Tac-sized box, you'd never get it delivered. Like, you couldn't even put a postage stamp on that.
Like, so you're welcome to buy it for yourself if you're that desperate for mail. Though a $20 for an unspecified number of months of single Tic Tacs, we can't help but think there are better things to look for in your mailbox, like bills or supermarket flyers. This club comes from a lovely company called Crappy Birthday to You. So some of you guys are going to be getting this for your birthdays. Crappy Birthday to You.
I could see doing that to somebody. I'm not sure if I'd pay $20 or not to irritate somebody I don't like. Like, I could see somebody getting really excited for a package. Like, I always get excited, and so it's Thursday whenever we get a package at the door. And just opening it and only seeing a single Tic Tac would be great. Like, I could see, yeah, it'd be a funny, like, prank birthday gift. Now, if you actually got an entire thing of Tic Tacs, that might be something I'd order for myself.
Yeah.
Because nothing's, like, I very rarely do I ever, out, like, go out and get gum, but if I need to, like, get cash back for some reason, there are a lot of places, like, concerts or even some businesses that are, like, cash only.
Yeah.
I'll pick up a pack of gum. Like, that's my go-to get cash back. Because I'd rather get, like, a pack of gum instead of paying the ATM fee, because you get something out of it.
Exactly.
So if you get, like, a box of Tic Tacs every month, that'd be just great. I'd pay the hell out of that. But a single Tic Tac? No, thank you.
Nope.
But that was our six-pack for this morning. The top six weirdest Etsy... Was it Etsy Club of the Month or whatever?
Clubs of the Month you can find on Etsy.
There you go. Like... Thursday's on one on Amazon, and it's like it's a wine one where we're getting bottles of wine every month. And
Thursday's just been getting lit since she turned 21.
You have no idea. Like, I opened up the box. Is like, I didn't know getting alcohol delivered was a thing. I'd never leave the house.
Right?
But we'll be back with your responses for our question of the day. It's up on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We already got some responses, but we'll read yours live on air if you want to call 253-833-5004. Our question of the day, what is the one thing you are still willing to wait in line for? We'll take your responses again at 820. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG. KGRG 89.9. You're listening to The Buzz. It is indeed time to review our question of the day. Our question of the day was... What is the one thing you're still willing to wait in line for? Now, I brought this up because, what was that, Monday, I realized you can basically get anything without leaving the house. Or if you do have to leave the house, you can get it pretty damn quick. Monday, I went to the Chick-fil-A in Tacoma for the first time. I've been to Chick-fil-A before, but the one in Tacoma has always been so stupid busy, like lines out of the parking lot into traffic every now and then, that I don't have the time to do it. Even when I went on Monday night, it was still pretty packed. This is at like 9:30 at night. But Thursday found out you can download their app, make an order from the app, and then just drive up, press the I'm here button, and they'll bring the food out. So she made the order while she was at work. Emmett and I hopped in the truck, we went, grabbed it, told her we were here. She pressed the button, we got our food, and we left. Like, it was super easy. And you can do the same thing with Starbucks. You can, like, pizza delivery. You can order from an app now. You don't even need to call. When it comes to video games, like, pre-ordering a game and being there at midnight to pick it up, that used to be a huge deal. Like, they'd make parties out of that GameStop. And I remember going to a couple of them. But ever since the induction of downloading games off the internet, or just, like, downloading it directly to your console, you don't even, like, that's not even a thing anymore. There aren't any places that do midnight releases. Same thing with books. When the Harry Potter books were coming out, I went to, like, the midnight release, and again, huge party. It was great, but now you can just sort of download books on your Kindle at midnight. So that's why...
It's not as fun, though.
It's not as fun, but it's a convenience thing. And I get it now. I'm in love with just sort of doing things from apps. It saves me a crap ton of time. So that's why, again, we asked the question of the day, what's the one thing you're willing to wait in line for? And we did get some responses. Off of Instagram, we have a response from Brant Park. This is Instagram name. He says, coffee and beer, hopefully not at the same time.
Oh, God.
Yeah, with coffee? Man, just...
Oh, buddy.
I understand those, like, small, like, the small stands or whatever. Those are worth waiting in line for. My dad, honestly, was a fan of the bikini baristas.
Oh.
Nothing's more awkward than going through one of those stands with your dad, I'll tell you what.
I accidentally went through one of those with my mom and my grandma.
I mean,
it was really early in the morning, and we're like, oh my god, coffee. And then we get there, and we're like, oh.
Were they single, though? Like, my dad was single when it happened, so it was just, it was weird. Good advice, like, watching a dude pick up a chick, like, a dude's experience as my dad, really good learning experience, just a little awkward other than that. It's like, I don't want to call this chick my new stepmom, I'm sorry.
Yes, so you
I get,
do.
I get, like, waiting in line for those small stands, but even then, like, if the line's too long, be like, well, somebody's dying today. I'm not getting my coffee.
Oh, buddy.
Other responses we got off of Twitter. Stardog, the red Justin, he says the bathroom.
Yeah. Like, you gotta go, you gotta go.
Like, well, he actually says nothing, not even the bathroom. So, initially, I thought about that, I'm like, well, you gotta wait for the bathroom, man. You can't just go. And then I realized, as a dude, you kinda can. And I have before. Like, both. There was one time I was walking on a trail and, like, no bathroom in sight, and we were, like, miles in between towns. It was the trail that goes between Puyallup and Ording, the Riverwalk Trail. It's like, well, go number two off the side of this trail, buddy.
So, jeez.
I get not wanting to wait for the bathroom, and then typically as a dude, that's another thing you have to wait for.
Like, if I'm, like, at a bar or something, and the ladies are, like, there's, like, a long line, and, like, when I drink, I have to pee, like, every 5 minutes. I can't help it. I will use the men's room.
Yeah, that's perfectly acceptable. Like, why not? I've used the ladies' room up here by the station, like, by the station a couple of times. Just because, like, you gotta go, man. And
yeah.
A few times it was during the summer when they were locking the doors, but there was one time recently where someone just wrecked the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Like, they used too much toilet paper and everything, and it was a bad time.
Like, I don't know. As a guy, like, up here, because, like, you guys, you don't have a stall door, right?
Nope.
So, like, if I had to poop, I'm using that ladies' room.
Another response we got off of Twitter... the Not So Much But A Show they tweeted at us. Obviously, Chipotle.
I went to Chipotle yesterday, but I didn't get anything.
Is it worth waiting in line for?
Well, I mean, it's delicious.
I've had them once, man, but I'm a Taco Del Mar man myself.
I love Chipotle. No, but, like, I went there with Taylor and Quinn and Quinn's friend. And Quinn and I were like, we broke, and I was like, my bank account's been compromised, so, like, I can't even, like, buy anything until I get my new card.
Oh, man.
So, I'm hungry, feed me. So, like, Quinn was like, let's go get Jamba Juice, so she bought me that. But, like, we came back, we just, like, ate our, like, outside food at Chipotle.
Just to feel fancy?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I guess if it's restaurant food, I'm willing to, like... It depends on the length of the line. Like, if I go into a Subway or something where it doesn't have a drive-thru, I guess I'm willing to wait in a little bit of a line, but man, if it takes any longer than, like, 5 minutes, I'm kind of out of there.
Longer than 5 minutes?
Yeah, like, if I have to wait in line longer than 5 minutes at, like, a Chipotle or, like, a Subway or any of those restaurants...
Oh, no, you don't have to wait longer than 5 minutes. They literally, like, make your burrito, like, right in front of you. The tortilla's all warm, and then, like, you're like, put that on there, and that, and then they roll it up, and they just hand it to you at the checkout.
But again, they're probably, like, I'm gonna check right now and do some research, but they probably have an app. Like, they probably have an app you can download and, like, have your order ready ahead of time.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, I'm not sure if food's anything I'm willing to wait around for anymore. Absolute worst case scenario, I'll just Uber Eats it, right?
Okay, food delivery apps are the greatest thing that have happened to this generation.
Oh man, I have some stuff to tell you off air. It's great. But we got the news coming up next on 89.9 KGRGFM. Again, our question of the day, you still got time to respond. You can call 253-833-5004. We're at the Buzz KGRG on Twitter and on Instagram and on Facebook. What is the one thing you're still willing to wait in line for? This hour's news is brought to you by the Grand Cinema in Tacoma and the Weird Elephant Series. If you want free tickets to see Hot Fuzz this weekend on Saturday, it's the Edgar Wright movie starring... Oh my god, I blanked.
Starring someone.
It's a good movie. Oh my god, it's been a morning. I need coffee. If someone wants to deliver coffee to me, that'd be great.
Use your Uber Eats.
Right? Call 253-833-5004. I'll give us some free tickets to see Hot Fuzz. I said it was Shaun of the Dead last news. I'll get it right eventually, right?
One would think.
That's 253-833-5004. We have free tickets for you.
Yes!
Let's go ahead and get into some news. We were talking about food earlier, so let's keep the food train rolling.
Okay.
With the man who tried to rob a fish and chip shop with a banana.
What?
Yeah. Police are looking for a man who tried to rob a fish and chip shop with a banana. A masked bandit burst through the doors of the takeaway in Arthur Greater Manchester on February 11th, screaming, open that effing till now. He tried to fool staff into thinking he had a gun, but one of the workers noticed the object in his bag was quite bendy. Closed caption television then showed him fumbling around in his pocket trying to pull out another weapon, but he again failed to make a quick exit without getting any cash. And Detective Sergeant David Johnston says, I'm appealing for information about this terrifying incident, which put these people's safety in danger, all for petty cash from the till. If anyone recognizes the man from closed caption television footage or has any information, get in contact with those police. But yeah, it's this dude who's got like his hand in this gray bag, and at the end of the gray bag is this... It looks like almost a foam finger, but I guess it's a banana in there. I
have no words.
I don't get why people do this. There's honestly not that much money in a register at any given time, but I can't believe he tried to get in there with a banana. Just, I hope you don't have a banana allergy, because I'm going to get you.
You need some potassium, bitch. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay, let's move on to our next news story then, where a man is found not guilty of stealing cheese, but he left his trial before the verdict and got prison time for it.
I would steal cheese.
Jurors found Alan Cogran not guilty of trying to steal $33 in sharp cheddar from a Food Lion in Connolly Avenue in November a couple years ago, but the 49-year-old wasn't there Friday to hear he'd gotten offed. He had abstained from his own trial. Circuit Judge Everett Martin told jurors the defendant hadn't returned for their verdict after sitting through a one-day trial in which he faced two felony charges, so the jurors, who had found him guilty of failing to show up for a previous court hearing, retired once more to figure out how they wanted to punish him. They could have sentenced him to no jail time, or Cotran still could have walked out of court a free man as long as they didn't give him more than 7 months he'd already been banked for at the Norfolk jail. Instead, they hit him with the max, 5 years in prison. Martin issued a warrant for his own arrest for contempt of court and abstaining from his own trial. Cotran hadn't been arrested as of Sunday night and was still listed as a fugitive. So this dude's going away for 5 years for trying to steal cheese.
Well,
$33 is a lot for cheese, though. Like, this is either some damn good cheese or, like, a lot of it. Because, like, you get a pack of Kraft Singles, man, that ish is, like, what, $3 a pack?
Oh, Kraft cheese, come on now.
So how...
You're a grown man. Get some real cheese.
How much cheese do you have to steal for $33?
At least get some Tillamook. Come on now.
Ooh, get some Cracker Barrel gold?
Yes, queen.
So, is there a food you'd go away 5 years for jail for? Like, you'd be willing to put in time for? I guess is a
Boom
better question.
Boom Chicka Pop. Popcorn from, like, I don't even know. It's called Boom Chicka Pop, but, like, there's, like, the sea salt caramely kind, and I want it. I keep asking my mom when she goes to Costco to get me some, and she doesn't. And that's how I know she doesn't love me.
Dude, Korean barbecue. All the way. Like, I would do some sweet, sweet jail time just to get free Korean barbecue. I don't even care. Dude, toss me in solitary, toss me in the yard, toss me wherever, man. Maximum security, I will do jail time for some sweet, sweet Korean barbecue. Have you been yet? Have we gone yet for Korean barbecue?
No.
What is wrong with us? We need to go.
Okay.
But I don't think I'd do jail time for cheese. Like, just cheese?
I would.
Aren't you lactose intolerant, though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I found your Christmas present, then. I'm gonna get you, like, one of those, like, box sets that comes with, like, sausage and cheese or whatever. Those are delicious. I'm gonna get me one, too. That was the news on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. Stay tuned. We have the thrilling conclusion of the show.
Ah!
Ah?
Yeah.
Okay. After Blink-182. The Kids in the Dark by All Time Low on 89.9 KGRG-FM. You've been listening to The Buzz, but it's almost 8 o'clock.
I'm about to be in the dark because I'm going to sleep.
Are you sure with all that fun construction noise?
It's going to happen.
And the fumes?
The sleep's going to happen. If I don't fall asleep, then the fumes will just knock me out.
Right?
So either way, I'll be unconscious.
I cannot wait for all this construction to be done. Like,
yeah.
And just have them leave because all the background noise and stuff, it's construction, whatever, I get it. They were told not to do it during the show.
There we go again.
And it's real fun.
It's really fun.
They see the lights too, but they don't care. So we're going to get out of here and complain some more and be super salty. But in the meantime, you've been listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM. If you miss any part of this show or any of our past shows, or you just want to hear some really neat audio clips of construction noises, we should just be the Construction Noise Podcast and just
We really should.
Turn the mics on and just have it record for half an hour, just ambient white noise, construction noise.
Great. Let's go.
Visit KGRG.com, download the KGRG app. We're also on iTunes, we're on Google Play, we're on Stitcher, we're on SoundCloud. We are literally anywhere you can find your favorite podcast or on-demand stuff. So look us up, The Buzz KGRG. But until tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. on 89.9 KGRG FM, you've been listening to The Buzz.